All right, so call a budget workshop to order. Present are myself, Robert Valenti, Guy Forte, and Ryan Bush. So we presented the budget. We had one budget workshop so far and have gone through. I have not received any changes to it, so it's, I know Ryan, you weren't here at the last one, so if you want me to, you want me to go through it, or have you had a chance to look at it? Because I did, we did send it out, so I don't know if I looked at it.
Yeah, I looked at it when it was first sent out.
Any questions on anything?
No, not that I found.
So we did get bids on a new truck. So the new truck's gonna be about $100,000. It's coming, the plow assembly that we just bought a couple of years ago for this, the truck that we have now won't fit on the new one. So we're ordering it with a plow assembly. And that's all, it's included in the $100,000, so. So we have one more payment on, I think it's the backhoe. It's either the backhoe or the other. I think it's the backhoe. One more payment on the backhoe in the next budget year. So we have little over 50,000, I think 55,000 I checked today, in the equipment fund. So we'll take and make the first payment out of the equipment fund, and then we'll just continue to make the payments the following years after the backhoe payments are gone. So shouldn't have any effect on, any net effect on our budget in the future by replacing the vehicle. And I think there's another, I think another 2 or 3 years left on the truck, the other vehicle. I think we got that a couple of years ago, the dump truck.
Are we going to sell the old truck?
Yes, we are. Well, once we get the other one in, we'll see what we can get for the other one, and, you know, we'll get something out of it.
And the the new old plow?
We're gonna sell it with the plow.
Yeah.
I think that was the deal they were talking about. I thought they get a better price if they sold it with the plow attached rather than try to sell them separate, that, you know, the plow only fits a certain kind of vehicle and blah, blah, blah. So, anyway. So there's, you know, there's no net thing in there for that, you know, that's something that's coming up next year. I just want to make everybody aware of it. So a couple of things you can see, like on some of these, there's like on the streets maintenance budget line item, it's over. But we do have monies that are coming in for the streets project. We did Griswold Street, and the clerk applied for PaveUSA funds for that. So we'll be reimbursed for that before the end of the year, so that'll bring it back within its budget. So that's under streets maintenance CE, or general repair CE. So like it's 20,000 we budgeted, and we spent $21,712 to date, but I think the project was, I think it's like 12 grand or something. So that'll bring us back well under the 20,000, so. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think things are going along. We did get the grant to redo the floors. It was a judicial grant. So the grant for that will pay to redo the floor in here, in the hallway, and the judge's office. And then we'll have to pay to redo the floor in the village office and the police department.
Okay.
And we have money in the building capital fund that'll take care of that. So.
And we're gonna do it all in one.
We're going to do it all at once. Yes, we'll just pay, you know, I'll just have them make sure that they keep track of the pricing on it.
Yeah.
And then, so that again is a project that we're going to be doing this year, but it should not affect this budget in any way. because we'll have other funds for that. So the water fund, I think, is hopefully is holding its own. We've had a few problems this year, but they've mostly been, one was on Westbrook Drive, and the other was, we had to replace a pump, $20,000, so.
Okay.
That was considerable.
Yeah, what was the Westbrook Drive? That was just earlier this month.
That was just, it was Monday night.
Yeah.
We had a break on a 6-inch main that traverses across Hanson's property.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke just inside his fence line, so we ended up, dug it up and put a wrap on it, put it back together. But so far, the ones that we've had to do, we had the one there, and then we had the other one was, where was the other one? So down near Mir Street, right? Yeah. It was at the end of Alter Alleyway.
Okay.
And so they've been out of main traffic areas, they've been in areas where we could isolate.
Yeah.
The street, so we were able to do that in-house, whereas if it happens on like 203 or 20,
right.
We have to hire somebody, yep. And then that gets real expensive. So anyway, so hopefully this will hold up, so, but we'll see how it goes. But I think we'll be all right. Anybody have anything they want to chime in on? I'm also looking at, while you're thinking about it, I'm also going to be meeting up with LaBerge and get the sidewalk and Chatham Street project out to bid. I'm going to try to do it at least this fall. So we have one more bond payment in the water fund, which is significant, but there's one more year on it. So if we could do the water portion of it next year, the payment would be due the following year when we wouldn't have a bond payment.
Yep.
So, you know, we could just continue the bond and...
Is the last bill that the current bond's on, is that next April?
No, I think they get paid in June and December.
Right, but like our bills, the bill to the residents. We'll be collecting, because we know how to collect that $50. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Well, it'll be collected until we take it off. We have to do a resolution to remove
it. But we'll have to make one more payment in May of 2025. Is that the last
we have
payment?
A payment in June of 2025,
June
and December of 2025. So we will have, even though we're doing the project in that year, the 2025 summer, the construction year,
mm-hmm.
We'll have payments on the old bond that year, but we'll be borrowing the money that year.
And our first payment,
won't be until 2026.
Right. So there'll be no billing that doesn't include a bond.
Correct.
Right. But it'll be hopefully the same.
Right. And hopefully it'll be, you know, it's the same bond amount will cover it, so we don't have to raise it.
Right.
Hopefully your interest rates will come down a little bit by then.
Oh, they might.
And because they're pretty considerable right now.
Yeah.
You know. So that's the plan. And we'll see where we go from there. So anything else we need to talk about? Everybody happy with this?
Yeah.
Do you think you can import this into
I did it already because I'm going away
tomorrow.
So I did it and I figured I could edit it tonight if anything changed?
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Yeah, so I'll send that out to you guys tonight.
All right.
And you can look at it.
Oh, that'd be great. Appreciate it.
Let me
that.
Know. I'll be back on Monday.
Okay. That'd be good. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, then we'll adjourn the meeting. And we'll remind you that there's a meeting starts at 7 with two public hearings prior to the regular board meeting and annual meeting.